A woman from Pocahontas was killed and six people were injured in an accident in Lawrence County on Tuesday. The Arkansas State Police report that 58-year-old Sheila Quarterman was killed. 58-year-old Ronald Sims of Thayer, 64-year-old Rebecca Dillingham of Bravenden Springs, 63-year-old Danny Whitmire, and 60-year-old Sholey Whitmire, both of Walnut Ridge, and two minors were all injured. The accident happened when Sims allegedly crossed the center line and hit a vehicle driven by Quarterman. The vehicle driven by Sims then crossed back over the center line and was hit by the vehicle driven by Whitmire. The accident happened on U.S. 63 State Highway 91 in Walnut Ridge. A woman from Gamilla was killed in an accident in Baxter County Tuesday. Arkansas State Police report that 67-year-old Cynthia Boland was killed when the vehicle she was driving left the roadway and struck a tree. The accident happened Tuesday afternoon on Highway 101 in Gamilla. A Texas County couple now face additional charges after skeletal remains were found during a search warrant at a residence on Lundy Road. The skeletal remains recovered during the execution of a search warrant on March the 10th from the residence has been scientifically confirmed as Caesar Asbury, based on dental comparison performed by the St. Louis County Medical Examiner's Office. Additional information and evidence was presented to the Texas County Prosecuting Attorney, and based on that information, Texas County Prosecuting Attorney Park Stevens has filed additional charges against Sean and Tamla Asbury. Sean Asbury is charged with second-degree murder, abuse or neglect of a child resulting in death, three counts of first-degree domestic assault, eight counts of abuse or neglect of a child, abandonment of a corpse. Tamla Asbury is charged with second-degree murder, abuse or neglect of a child resulting in death, three counts of domestic assault first degree, abandonment of a corpse, and eight counts of abuse or neglect of a child. Sean and Tamla Asbury are being held in Texas County Jail without bond. An inmate at South Central Correctional Facility in Licking has died. 58-year-old Antoine Owens died Tuesday at the prison. Owens was serving a life sentence without parole for two counts of murder in St. Louis County. Owens had been at the prison since January of 1988. Officials say he died of natural causes. Two Willow Springs residents were injured in a tractor accident Thursday afternoon. The Highway Patrol reports an 86-year-old man and 86-year-old woman both suffered serious injuries when a tractor rolled forward and struck the two. Both were flown to Cox South in Springfield. The accident happened at 444 County Road 2480 in Willow Springs. Wednesday morning, Douglas County Sheriff's Office served a narcotic search warrant on Highway 76 just inside the Ava city limits. The search warrant was the result of a several-month narcotic investigation conducted by the Douglas County Sheriff's Office and Comet Drug Task Force. Arrested at the time was 45-year-old Delissa Clanton of Ava. A warrant was issued for Clanton for possession of a controlled substance, meth, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, and endangering the welfare of a child first degree. Her bond was set at $25,000 cash. Also arrested was 28-year-old Chance Smith of Ava. A warrant was issued for possession of a controlled substance, meth, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, and endangering the welfare of a child first degree. Bond was set at $25,000. The third person arrested was 34-year-old Robert Stephen Wallace of Ava. A warrant was issued for possession of a controlled substance, meth, and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Bond was set at $1,500. Baxter County Sheriff's Office is reporting a couple of arrests. 32-year-old Jessica Bush of Lead Hill was arrested on charge of possession of a Schedule 6 controlled substance, open container of alcohol in a motor vehicle, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She's also being held for other agencies. Her bond set at $1,485. 30-year-old Shelby Henley of Salesville was arrested on charge of possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance, parole violation, and probation violation. Henley is being held on a $5,000 bond. Tuesday, 35-year-old Amanda Young of Ava was arrested in Douglas County while attending court. Lieutenant Nelson was investigating after receiving a report that Young had taken out an online loan for $1,300 in another person's name. A warrant was obtained for Young for forgery, stealing over $750, and identity theft. Her bond was set at $10,000 cash. On Wednesday, 60-year-old Robert Martinez Jr. of Ava was arrested in Douglas County on a grand jury indictment for failure to register as a sex offender. His bond was set at $1,500. Governor Mike Kehoe is requesting that FEMA participate in joint preliminary damage assessments in 11 counties, including Ripley County, in connection with the late April storms across the state. Kehoe says the request was for joint teams to survey storm damage that occurred April 23rd through April 28th in preparation for a potential request for federal disaster assistance. Joint PDAs are being requested for FEMA public assistance in 7 counties, including Ripley County. Public assistance helps governments and eligible nonprofit organizations by reimbursing emergency response and recovery costs. A Baxter County deputy is being recognized as a hero. Deputy Craig Coca arrived at the scene of a fire Tuesday night on Highway 5 South. Deputy Coca learned that a female was still inside the burning mobile home. Coca was unable to enter the home through a door, so he went to the end of the trailer and stood on the tongue of the trailer so he could reach the victim, identified as 88-year-old Diane Shelton. Shelton was taken to Baxter Health for smoke inhalation. Authorities believe that the fire may have started at an oven on the back porch. The Willow Springs Elementary School is proud to recognize fifth grade student Abigail Nokova for receiving the prestigious Lieutenant Governor's Award for American Patriotism. Abigail recently participated in a statewide contest in which English learner students were asked to write letters to the Lieutenant Governor's office explaining why they're proud to be Americans. Her letter was selected as one of the top 10 entries in Missouri. As a part of the honor, Abigail will attend an award ceremony at the Missouri State Capitol, where she will meet Missouri Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger and officially receive the award. Again, congratulations to Abigail.